Lesson 13. Reading. Social issues.
Japan is one of the most developed countries in the world. Many people often live to 90 years old. This shows a strong, healthy society. However, the country also has some social issues today, such as the aging population and poverty. The number of young people in Japan is decreasing. There are now 36.21 million people over 65 years old in Japan, and only 14.78 million children under 15 years old. Experts think that Japan's population will fall from the current 124.6 million to around 106 million people by 2050. With fewer people of working age, it is difficult for the economy to grow. The government is now looking for good ways to solve the problem of Japan's aging population. So, why is the number of Japanese young people declining? One reason is that many couples do not have time to take care of children because they are too busy working. There are not enough daycare centers in Japan, and in 2022 there were about 3,000 children waiting for a place. This makes it difficult for parents to return to work after having a child. Another reason people are not having children is that it is becoming more difficult to earn enough money to pay for a family. In 2021, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development reported Japan's poverty rate of 15.7%, higher than Germany, the United Kingdom, France, and Canada. This means that people living in poverty make 140,000 yen per month or less, which is below half of the national average income. Some people have no savings. There are different reasons why people are poor. But, whatever the cause, these people need help from the rest of society. Individuals and governments are always looking for good ways to help them. The government has introduced policies to reduce poverty in Japan. One policy is to offer free childcare and health services for families who live in poverty. Another policy is to help the parents in such families find better jobs. In addition, the government has raised the minimum wage, the lowest amount that a company can pay someone, every year since 2010. For example, in 2023, the minimum wage in Tokyo was raised to 1,113 yen per hour. Other people have suggested that the government should increase taxes for rich people and decrease taxes for poor people. Ordinary people can help reduce poverty, too. For example, after the 2011 Tohoku earthquake, people from all over the world donated money. Some people think that donating goods, such as food and clothes, is an even better way because it is more direct. Others believe that the best way to help is to donate their time and volunteer. Many people traveled to Tohoku to help clean the area and spend time with people who lost their homes. The government hopes that if working conditions are better, more young people might start families. However, many wonder if it will be enough to solve the problem of the country's aging population. Another solution may be to allow more people from other countries to live and work in Japan. Almost 2.75 million foreigners currently live in Japan, which is only about 2.2% of the total population. If more foreigners were allowed to work in Japan, the economy would improve. From 2021, the government suggested that companies try to let employees work until the age of 70. It could be cheaper for the government and help with the labor shortage. The government would be able to collect more taxes from these workers and would not have to pay them as much money for their pension. However, some elderly people cannot work longer and need help from younger people to do daily activities such as housework or shopping. To help with this problem, some companies have designed healthcare robots to help elderly people with their daily life. The problems of poverty and the aging population in Japan are difficult to solve. The government has created laws to try to help, but there are still problems. There are many ways to deal with these problems, but each idea has advantages and disadvantages. How can Japan support its aging population? What is the best way to reduce poverty? We must answer these difficult questions for Japan's future.